Elevated levels of bacteria have been found in water sampled at a Kenai River beach. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has been working with the city of Kenai to take regular samples, and DEC Environmental Program Specialist Tim Stevens says that while elevated, they are not at dangerous levels. Still, precautions should be taken.
People should be careful, you know, make sure they wash their hands when they're done fishing or done cleaning their fish with fresh tap water, non-beach water. And the same goes for the fish that they're harvesting down there. Once they're all done cleaning the fish, if they're using marine water, make sure they rinse them again with fresh water. And then if they, when they go to consume them, they should cook them at least 145 degrees to kill the bacteria.
The two types of bacteria found are fecal coliform and enterococci. Both are found in warm-blooded animals.
They could come from humans, they could come from birds, they could come from dogs, they could come from whales and seals. It could be a variety of species contributing to what we're finding down there.
Finding out which one is the source will be one of the next steps in the process. The numbers released today are from samples taken on the beach on the south side of the mouth of the Kenai River on Tuesday and Thursday of last week.
We don't know. We're not sure of the sources. This year we are doing what they call microbial source tracking to try to find out what potential sources are contributing to the bacteria that we're finding out there.
The south and north beaches are the popular areas for personal use dipnet fishing in July. The city of Kenai is concerned that the large amount of fish waste and the birds that the waste attracts might be the cause of the bacteria. But until more data is collected over the course of the summer, the DEC is not prepared to make a conclusion.